Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Q104. Alex Warren, according to Billboard, there's your song of the summer.
Ordinary by Alex Warren. That's it?
That is their announcement as of yesterday.
Interesting.
Here's their reasons, if you would like to know their reasons.
I would.
Ordinary by Alex Warren was on the charts all 14 weeks of the summer. So they consider summer between Memorial Day and Labor Day. They consider all the popular songs across streaming, songs that are played on the radio, and sales. And they have decided, because Ordinary was number one for 10 straight weeks.
Oh, wow.
On the Billboard Hot 100.
That does make sense to me why it would be Song of the Summer if it was on the charts literally the whole summer. But I still have some issue with that song being Song of the Summer.
I know it's not your Song of the Summer. That's clear.
I do like that song. Just when I think of Song of the Summer, I think of something that I can be, you know, drinking a cold beer on a patio too.
Right. So Billboard is looking at streaming and
I'm thinking of vibe.
Right.
Yeah. Ordinary to me sounds very like, I'm sure that's popped up at a lot of 2025 weddings. I would have to imagine that's kind of the vibe that song gives me. Definitely not a brat summer though.
Morgan Wallen, rounding out the top five, Morgan Wallen had songs number 2, 3, and 4. The one song with Tate McRae was in fourth place, What I Want. I understand exactly what we're talking about. It's not like Espresso from last summer. It's not like...
Shakira, Hips Don't Lie. That's like throwing it way back. But that was a song of the summer back then.
Blurred Lines.
Yeah. Like
Call Me Maybe.
Those kind of songs that really just get a big smile on your face. I don't know. Ordinary kind of gets me in my feels a little bit.
LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem.
Classic. Absolute classic.
California Girls, Katy Perry.
Oh, yes. Teenage Dream. Enrique Iglesias, I Like It with Pitbull. Yeah. Oh, that was such a good one.
So, those are previous songs of the summer. We didn't have that song. You would think that artists would try to, all right, I'm writing new music. We're going to drop like... in the spring, is there a song on this album that could be the song of the summer? They should try. It should be like a competition amongst them.
I do feel like Addison Rae was really trying and vying for that spot. And I would happily say that like her songs have been songs of my summer. I can't pick one. Maybe Fame is a Gun. There we go. That'll be my song of the summer. Addison Rae, Fame is a Gun. You heard it here first.
All right. Well, the debate continues. Thanks for being here this morning. Good vibes are on the way. Am I the Bleep Hole? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's all right here on the Q Morning Show. Dua Lipa, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So TMZ is reporting this morning some news on Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, boy.
Who has been talked about quite a bit in the past few weeks. She has a new love interest. This is according to TMZ. And that would be Scooter Braun.
For those of you who who are new here, Scooter Braun, in simplest terms, was the man that kept Taylor Swift's music from her for years. That whole debacle, that was him.
Is Sydney Sweeney trying to attract controversy right now? Do you think she's going out of her way to do it?
I don't know, but this seems like a humiliation ritual. Like, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I saw this. Well, I was like, oh, what is she doing? What is she doing?
Like, I'm not going to claim to be the expert on entertainment news, because I'm not. But just casually looking at it, you're Sydney Sweeney. You've had a little bit of controversy the past couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, you now start dating the guy that Taylor Swift called an incessant manipulative bully.
Yeah, people have not had nice things to say about Scooter Braun, so kind of wild to go for that. But you know what? I don't know what she's doing.
Is there an age difference between them?
Huge. Yeah, she's 27. She's 27. He is 44. That is 17 years.
I would not have called that huge.
I think that's. I'll give you that, because I think that if she was like 21 and there was a 17-year age difference, then that would be a bigger deal.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that she's 27, like, okay, sure, we'll give her a little bit of a pass. But for a woman that could get almost any man, what a choice.
Yeah, what just happened the other week? It was I purposely did not talk about it on the show because something did not seem right to me about it. It was the relationship between Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
And did they do a movie together or something?
They did.
Okay. So there was the story about how they found each other, they found love, and I know that didn't Liam Neeson's wife pass away a few years ago?
Something like that. And so they did this movie and...
And so everybody was like, oh, this is so cute that they have found each other.
Even his son commented and was like, I co-signed this relationship.
And then it was revealed the other day that it was a complete hoax.
I know. It got me so good.
And I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Why? The PR firms, that's just bad PR. How are you hiring someone to be your public relations specialist? And then they go and create this love affair hoax that's supposed to get the attention of everybody. And we're like, oh, that's so cute that they found each other. And then it's like, oh, this is all fake. It was just
JK,
for the movie.
Yeah. Just kidding. You fell for it. Ha ha.
Don't do that to us.
I know, right?
We don't need that right now.
I don't deserve that.
I'm so happy I did not talk about that relationship because I don't know why. Something stopped me from doing it.
And you were like, this just doesn't feel right.
I think I needed more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't trust anybody. Now I don't trust anything. Now I don't. I see Scooter Braun and Sydney Sweeney are dating, and now I'm like, I don't. Is that real or is that just
some PR scheme? I hope for her it's not.
All right, good vibes. Those are real.
Those are very real.
Real good vibes. These are people that live in Northeast Ohio, and they're experiencing joy, and something makes them happy, and they share it with the world. 216-474-0104. Good vibes at 655 on the way. We have Shannon in Berea. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, I watch YouTube and I fix my own toilet. So just know that, yeah, when you put those little tablets in the back, they eat away at the plastic flapper thing. So you're going to have to replace it a lot sooner than normal.
Oh.
So I did it on my own.
So you knew exactly what the problem was and you watched it on YouTube and you're like, got it. I know exactly what to do.
Yeah, I've never done it before. Like, I've never done anything like that before. So I'm so proud of myself.
So what exactly did you do?
I went to the hardware store and I got a new flapper And then I went in and I flushed the toilet and I drained it, you know, turned off the water and the water, you know, cleared it out. And then I put the thing on the chain and then, you know, set it all up. And now it flushes.
Let me ask you this, Shannon. Did you attempt to turn the water off at the base of your toilet at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And you were successful with that?
Yeah, I was successful with that.
Here's where Shannon and I are different, because I had a similar issue years and years ago.
Oh, did it not go so well for you?
For some reason, and I don't even know how I did it, I tried to turn the water off at the base of the toilet, and I busted a PVC pipe.
No.
Flooded my bathroom.
No.
Flooded my bathroom.
Yeah, maybe you should have called a professional.
Well, the professional came over, and $400 later, yeah, I should have called a professional beforehand. But that's, you know, that's the difference between you and me.
Lesson learned.
Shannon, thanks for calling in with a good vibe this morning. Good for you.
Okay, thank you.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. So my youngest son is Drew. He's 10 years old. He's in the fifth grade. And they have a reward system set up this year.
Okay.
In the fifth grade. So this is a way to recognize, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's called a bug. So this year at Drew's school, they're giving out bugs all year long. And a bug stands for being unusually good.
Oh, okay. That's kind of fun. Is it like, are they giving away little like plastic bugs?
They're little, it's hard to describe. It's just a little, I don't even know what to call it.
Just a little prize.
It's a little piece of paper with with a bug on it.
Cute. Love
so
that.
Drew has already gotten a couple.
Oh, look at that. And school just started.
To our surprise, the thing is, he never explains to us. We're like, oh, what did you do to be unusually good? And then he never tells us.
And then
like,
he just goes 6, 7, and then giggles and runs away.
Right. I bring this up because this still happens later in life. And maybe this happens where you work, especially if you work for some sort of a corporate entity. And we do. Q104 is owned by a company called Odyssey. And they have their own version of the bug.
And yes, we do.
It's called Odyssey Rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And their points that are given out, each employee can give them out to another employee, or a supervisor can give it out to an employee, however you want to do it. And I've been working here since February of 2022, and I have never given away an Odyssey reward point.
You've never given them to anybody.
And that is because I don't know what is going on. Occasionally, I will get something in my email. It'll say, so-and-so has awarded you 5 Odyssey reward points for doing this, for coming up with this idea, or for this whatever we did that day.
Right.
And I'll get it, and I'll read it, and I'll be like, what is this?
What do I do with this?
And then I'll go on our company site, and I'm like, where are people doing this? I don't understand where the Odyssey rewards are. So during onboarding at this company, nothing was ever explained to me about Odyssey rewards. I have no idea how to do it.
Or what the point is.
No, I see the point of it. It's just that I feel guilty that I'm not participating because I have no idea how to send someone an Odyssey reward point.
I'll be honest. I only figured this out last week, and I don't even think I could do it again. I couldn't recreate it, but we were locked out. Do you remember the day that we were locked out of the text machine?
Yes.
So I was bumbling around trying to figure out how to get back in, and I landed on the page that lets you give Odyssey points.
So, I know you did.
So I just gave out a bunch of points. And I don't know how to get back to the page.
That's why I wanted to ask you, because last week in my email, Alyssa,
I gave you points,
has awarded you 10 Odyssey reward points. That's very generous, by the way. 10.
Thank you. I know. That's more than you usually get. Usually we only get 5 at a time, but I gave you 10.
And it says 10 Odyssey rewards for putting up with me every morning.
I think that is well worth it.
That's so nice. I would love to return the favor. Can you please show me how to give someone an Odyssey reward?
No, I don't know how to get back to that page. I'm so sorry.
It's crazy. Now I have to ask someone because it's
give me another year and a half of working here, and I'm sure I'll land back on that page again, and then I'll show you.
I think I'm going to get let go because of this someday. I think I'm going to be called into a meeting, and they're going to say, it appears here that you, over the past 5 years...
You've never given any Odyssey points.
Yes, you have accumulated 455 Odyssey reward points. You have given away zero.
You're hoarding all the points.
You, sir, are a bleep hole, and you will be dismissed.
You, sir.
Coming up this morning, we are going to jump into that. Am I the bleep hole?
Who is going
to join us? Her name is Lila.
Okay.
And she has offended a friend. Am I the bleep hole? On the way, the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Who thinks they're a bleep hole? That would be Lila in Cleveland. Why does she think that way? Let's find out. Lila, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing okay this morning. I know you can't say the same. Who thinks that you are a bleep hole right now?
You're right. It's my friend Maya. She thinks I'm a bleep hole.
Maya?
Mm-hmm.
And why would that be?
Okay, so the past weekend, we all went out. It was me, Maya, my friend Sienna. It was just a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day, I posted just like a recap reel, and it was me and Sienna. But when we took the picture, Maya was originally in it, but I cropped her out, and she's like upset about it because she thinks I did it on purpose, but I wasn't being mean.
Oh, you cropped. Okay, wait. So you posted a picture, but you cropped your friend out.
Yeah, Maya.
So Maya knows because Maya pose for the picture with you.
She knows she was there.
And then she's going through your pics on IG and she sees, hey, I was in that picture and I'm cropped out.
Yeah.
Okay, now why did you said you weren't being mean about it. Then why did you do it? Why did you crop out your friend?
Well, to be completely honest, she didn't look good. But it was a really good picture of me and Sienna. So I just cropped my out. I mean, it looked.
Oh, okay, wait. So you looked good. You and Sienna looked good. But Maya, who you cropped out, not so much.
Not so much. Mm. And we agreed that if, you know.
If you don't look good, then we're going to crop you out of the pictures.
Exactly. Her clothes were wrinkly. Her hair was all over the place. The point is, it's my Instagram, and I feel like I can post what I want to. We took a lot of pictures, and I didn't post everybody, so I don't know why she would feel some type of way about it. I mean, am I that bleephole or what?
What do you think, Alyssa? I have no idea. This is not a problem that guys have, I don't think.
I know exactly what she's talking about, because this is a problem that women have. And, like, part of me thinks that, like, you're being a good friend by cropping her out if she didn't look good, but also, Lila, girl, like...
It's very subjective, isn't it? To have to say to your friend, girl, you look terrible.
I know, like, maybe not bleep hole, but you are giving her some tough love from where I'm standing.
I understand that.
216-474-0104. Ultimately, it's Lila's IG account. She can do anything she wants with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, she can.
But is she a bleep hole for cropping out her friend? Should she possibly repost the picture with her friend in it because she's upset? Would that be the right thing to do?
That might make her more mad.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. I'm trying to imagine what it would be like if I texted one of my friends after we went out the night before to go get some wings. And I'm like, bro, I was out with you guys too. Why'd you crop me out of that photo?
You've never had that happen. The life of a man.
Actually, I don't even have friends on social media. Like, I'm the only one in my circle that is actually on social media, and I get made fun of.
So, yeah, it's definitely not something that you deal with on a regular basis,
no.
This whole cropping out debacle.
We barely text each other. So that's what's going on with Lila.
She cropped her friend out of a picture because she said that her friend didn't look good. Which I think as a woman, I mean, we've all had those pictures with our friends standing next to us that maybe aren't looking their hottest. She cropped her out and now it's an issue.
Debbie in Medina, is Lila the bleep hole for cropping her friend out of the picture?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because if you're a friend, you're a friend. You don't pick and choose because, oh, this day you look bad, so you're not my friend. I mean, that's just like such a phony person. If she didn't like the way the girl looks, then why'd she take her out? Just so she could embarrass her in front of all the friends by cropping her out?
So you don't think it was a good friend move for her to crop her out to try to save her feelings in case she didn't look good?
Correct. I mean, that's like a personal attack in a sense because you're a group of girls going out and one girl gets singled out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, in your group. I mean, you couldn't took the poor girl to the side and said, hey, you know, before you get it,
yeah,
you know, or something. It just seems like just a backstab way to do it.
It's also a conversation that guys don't have with each other. Like, before we go out, we're like, all right, if anybody takes any pictures tonight, it's okay. You have my permission. If one of us has a bad hair night, if you look stupid in that polo shirt, just go ahead and crop me out.
Yeah, honestly,
like we don't talk about these things.
When the guys go out, we're lucky if the phones even have any battery. One, they could just be dead. Two, I feel like the only thing the guys are doing on their phones are probably like fantasy football right now. So probably not many pictures being taken anyways.
I don't know. Someone texted in. She's a great friend. I'd expect my friend to crop me out if I looked bad.
That's why I'm saying I see both sides of this. I really do.
Well, this text says a real friend never crops. So which is it?
I don't know.
Right. Here's what I think that Lila should do. Just post a picture. Here's what you should do. Take the same picture.
Mm-hmm.
Crop the other girl out.
Oh, my God.
And then just post the picture with you and the friend that was annoyed that she was cropped out. Then you have like two separate pictures.
I mean, that's one way to do it. It could work.
That's how I would do it. That's my advice.
Lila, let us know.
216-474-0104. You don't have to let us know.
We just hope it ends well for you.
I'm okay with skipping that one. Harry Styles, it's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Well, 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 look who's bringing back their extra value meals.
Oh, who's doing that?
Look who has come crawling back. That would be McDonald's.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a McDonald's thing.
Yeah, don't you remember the extra value meals? So, beginning Monday, September 8th, you can go to McDonald's. You can get 8 discounted items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So they have classics like the Big Mac and the Quarter Pounder and Chicken McNuggets and McCrispy sandwiches and Sausage McMuffins and, all kinds of deals. So, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes, like, I get it. Like, you have one kid that has soccer practice and then your other kid has volleyball and you're just running around and sometimes you got to go through McDonald's and...
Got to get some food.
I know. It's been so expensive.
It is.
Lately.
It seriously has been. The last time that I went through a drive-thru, my jaw was on the floor. I could not believe. I think it was... I just got stuff for myself. It was like $12.
Yeah. So good for McDonald's. Bringing back the extra value meals starting next week.
And then next week, isn't Taco Bell bringing back their Y2K menu, too?
Is that when it is?
I think it's September 9th.
I remember talking about it.
Like the Crunchwrap Supremes, the Caramel Apple Empanadas.
Yeah.
Stoked for that.
I mean, I should not be doing these things,
live
obviously.
A little. Bill, live a little.
But if I wanted to, I could. All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up. We have tickets for... Oh, what was that? Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks.
Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks.
I was about to say we have tickets for McDonald's. No, we have tickets for Hot Wheels, Monster Trucks.
Saturday night.
All you have to do is take on Alyssa in a 5-question trivia challenge. That's in less than 10 minutes. Let's get into this with Ava in Doylestown. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
I am going to ask you 5 questions, then I'm going to ask Alyssa 5 questions, and whoever gets the most correct will win this game. And if we're stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Ava, are you ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. Who is the mascot for Honey Nut Cheerios?
That bee. I can't think of his name, but it's that bee.
Question 2. Bruce Banner is the alter ego of what superhero in the Marvel Universe?
Batman.
Question 3. It's now a popular streaming service, but it started off as a video rental service by mail.
I don't know. Redbox? That's not right.
Question 4. In 2005, a hurricane hit New Orleans, causing $160 billion in damage. What was the name of that hurricane?
Hurricane Katrina.
Final question. How many centimeters are in a meter?
100.
All right, Ava, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Ava, you did very well.
Did I?
I think so. You stumbled there in the middle, but you got the last 2, so you went 3 for 5 today. And Alyssa is back in the studio, putting her headphones on. Alyssa, meet Ava in Doylestown.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Ava went 3 for 5, so Alyssa, you need 3 to tie her and 4 to outright win this game. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Who is the mascot for Honey Nut Cheerios?
It's a bee.
It is a bee. His name is Buzzbee. I would have accepted. If anybody said bee and both of you said bee, I accepted that. No extra points if you knew his name was Buzz.
I didn't even know he had a name.
I didn't either.
Question 2. Bruce Banner is the alter ego of what superhero in the Marvel Universe?
Is that Batman?
No, I'm sorry. Batman. Batman is Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Bruce Banner is the Incredible Hulk.
Too many Bruces.
After you said his name the second time, it clicked of who it was.
Question 3. It's now a popular streaming service, but it started off as a video rental service by mail.
Netflix.
Netflix is Correct. Question four. In 2005, a hurricane hit New Orleans, causing $160 billion in damage. What was the name of that hurricane?
Katrina.
Katrina's correct. Final question. How many centimeters are in a meter?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. I'm going to go 160.
160. Incorrect. It's 100.
Ah.
I didn't know that either. I don't know anything about the metric system.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
So let me count here. Alyssa got 1, 2, 3 correct today. Ava got 3 correct today. We will have to settle in a tie.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Also, Ava, I don't know what you're doing this weekend, but we've got Hot Wheels Monster Trucks happening on Saturday night. We'd love to have you come up.
Yes, I'm so excited. Can't wait. My name is Ava, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. So good to have you here this morning, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So Drew, my youngest, he's 10 years old. He's in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat us down the other day.
Oh, boy.
Says, Mom, Dad, I have a proposal. It's something I want to run by you.
Okay. All right. What did he have?
So we sit down. It's a very short conversation. He got right to the point. There was no PowerPoint presentation.
Wasting no time.
He said, if I get straight A's this entire year, can I have a phone after the school year is over?
Ooh. Oh, that's a pretty hard bargain.
So he's 10 now. He will be 11 when the school year ends. So he'll be 11 next summer.
Okay.
If he goes all four quarters.
And gets straight A's.
And gets straight A's.
No B's even.
Right. It's got to be an A.
Okay. And does this include like finals, midterms, any of that? It has to be A's across the board?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Straight A's. That's what straight A's means to me. It's got to be an A, or there's a different letter there, then it doesn't count.
I think that's a pretty good deal. That's a hard deal for him to keep up his end of the bargain on. But if he can do it, I mean, hey, you can't fault him.
The only thing that holds me back is, you know, and we have this conversation a lot on this show, is 11 years old.
Too young.
Too young to have a phone.
Right.
With Will, we said 13. We got him a phone at 12. Now we're going even a year younger at 11. Then on the flip side of that, Drew would have shown, he would have proven that he is responsible enough to get straight A's.
Right.
His entire fifth grade career.
It might be a good thing to do before he's going to middle school, because this is his last year of elementary school too. So that's something else to keep in mind.
Should the reward for straight A's be
a cell phone?
A cell phone, his own phone.
Now, here's another question. How are Drew's grades normally? Is he like an effortlessly smart kid?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah, okay. So he knows probably that he can do straight A's, no problem.
But this is his first year to actually get grades. So up until now, it's been numbers.
Mm.
But he always has the numbers that he should have, except in behavior.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are always the lowest numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this could be a true like test. What did you and Paula decide?
What do you think we said?
I would think that you guys said sure.
I said yeah.
Because the end of the year is months away. A lot can change.
I said straight A's? Yeah. All right. Let's see you do it.
What did Paula say?
Same thing.
Okay.
Except Paula's being very mean about it.
What? What do you mean?
I don't like how you can see real-time grades. No.
Oh, yeah, like online?
Yeah, remember when we were kids, our parents wouldn't know our grades until the report card came out?
They were just starting to do the online stuff when I was, like, aging out of high school. They were just starting Blackboard, where you could go check your grades.
Yeah. I mean, so the kids have only been in school. Like, today is actually the second week. So today marks the second. They've only been in school for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
10 days. And yesterday, Paula pulls out her phone. She's like, Drew, you got an F in math.
Oh, my God. She's keeping an eye on it.
And he's like, well, I forgot to turn in my homework. I know, but it doesn't. That's really the only thing that he's been graded on. Like, there's
his
nothing
homework.
Else.
There hasn't
there.
Been any tests or anything.
Right. So it doesn't make sense to look at it day by day.
Hey, he asked for this. He did it to himself.
So is it, yeah,
it's going to be a long fifth grade year for that boy.
It's a little extra motivation, I guess, if Paul is going to yell out grades every single day.
Yeah, I mean, if she's doing that, then you guys definitely have to give him a phone. If he swings straight A's, you got to do it.
Well, I'll let you know in June.
Yeah.
It's Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. All right, Alyssa, what are you up to? This does sound interesting to me, so I want to hear more about this.
I'm watching movies. I'm watching old movies. This is a thing. I don't know why. I'm just like not a movie watcher for the most part. I fall asleep a lot. I haven't seen any movies for the most part that are older than me. So anything pre-1993, I'm not that privy to. So I decided to make a list of movies. I'm going to post the link to this list if anybody wants to watch along on the watch list that I've made for myself for this month.
Now, how do you make a watch list for movies that you want to see?
So I use this app called Letterboxd. I'm going to post the link on our Instagram story. I'm in the middle of it right now at the Q Morning Show. So that you can see the movies that I have on my list. I think you can see the movies that I've already watched too. But I just started on Monday. So,
okay. Now, how do you decide what movies you want to tackle first? Like, how do you figure that out? Like, I want to watch this movie first. Like, how do you put together that list?
So this month I'm kind of going with like cozy fall rom-coms for the most part.
Okay.
A couple of ringers thrown in there. But like I have You've Got Mail. I've never seen that. I have The First Wives Club on here. St. Elmo's Fire. Never seen it. Mystic Pizza. I've never seen. I watched The Craft for the first time on Monday. How have I never seen The Craft? Like, also, this is not really like a cozy rom-com, but I watched Coyote Ugly for the first time on Monday.
Mm.
And I was like, how have I made it 32 years in this world without ever having seen this movie?
Well, when did that movie originally come out? Like mid-90s?
I think 99. Oh, I think something like that.
So I relate to this, and it's because I feel like I'm in a similar boat where it's just the way that my childhood was. I didn't go see a lot of movies in the theater. When I did, it was a special thing to go to a theater mm-hmm. when I was a kid. But our family didn't even own a VCR until like
Whoa.
I was in high school. So I would watch, I watched some movies in high school. I would go to the theater, but then I remember in college and maybe a few years post-college, I was catching up on movies that I missed out on in
that,
the
like,
80s.
Everybody has seen and everybody always references.
Like, you mentioned St. Elmo's Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can remember watching that, like, in the mid-90s, like, trying to catch up on those movies. And I haven't even done a good job. Like, I've never seen... I've seen Breakfast Club.
Okay.
But I've never seen... oh, my gosh.
Pretty in Pink?
Yes! Molly Ringwald. Yeah, I've never
seen
that
movie. Even I've seen that one. 16 Candles.
See, I've never seen that.
Mm.
So I'm still, like, grossly behind.
Yeah. You've got to catch up. See, weirdly enough, it's hard for me to say that I haven't seen movies past 93 because I've seen a lot of 80s movies.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was an 80s kid, so I've seen a lot of those movies. But, like, the 90s movies... Those are kind of the ones that I'm missing.
So what are some movies coming up that you have in your queue that you're going to be checking out?
Okay, what else do we have on here? Mona Lisa Smile, When Harry Met Sally. I've got.
Oh my gosh, you're going to watch When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I love that movie.
What else? Practical Magic, Runaway Bride. I've seen both of those, but those just feel like good movies to watch at this time of year. So I'm going to post my watch list right now on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show. Take a look, see if there's any that you're like really excited for me to watch, or if there's any that I'm missing.
Yeah, give you some suggestions.
Yeah, if there's a movie that you think I should be watching.
I feel like I should do this too. And then we should have like movie club.
Oh, that'd
every
be
week.
So fun. Yeah, Letterboxd. It's an app.
All
and
right.
You can like rate the movies that you watch. You can write little notes. You can see what other people have written. It's fun.
216-474-0104. There's a couple ways we could go here. I would love to know the movie that you have never seen and nobody believes you.
And people like just jaw on the floor. They're
yeah.
like, how have you not seen this?
Right.
I feel like you've said that to me so many times.
And you've said it to me.
Yeah.
Like we're both in the same boat here.
You've never seen. Have you seen Bring It On?
No.
Yeah, that's one of those for you that I'm like, what? And there's a lot for me. I mean, we would be here all day. The Godfather, never seen it.
All right, let's go with that. Also, I'd be curious if anybody has gone back to watch a movie that you missed out, like, when you were a kid. Like, for me, like, I watched Jaws, like, within the past few years. And it doesn't, for me, it does not hold up.
You're like, how were people losing their minds over this?
It's like special effects. Come
Yikes.
On.
Yeah. They were trying. They were doing their best.
Right. But that's a nostalgic movie for some people because
right.
they remember what it was like when it first came out. 216-474-0104. What is that movie for you? That's next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. We're talking about how Alyssa downloaded this app called Letterboxd, and she's now challenging herself to catch up on movies that she missed out on for whatever reason. During her formative years.
Just skimmed past them. I also have movies that I have seen on there, like the full Twilight saga, but most of them are movies that I have not seen, and people are just floored every time I tell them that I have not seen them.
Someone texted in, I watched Practical Magic for the first time last year. I'm 38.
Ah!
Now, again, nobody should be embarrassed. This is a safe space.
No, this is not a shaming place. When I say I can't believe you haven't seen that, I mean it from a place of like, what? But I'm not shaming.
We are your people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think we should have reactions when people say they haven't seen a movie because we're in the same boat here.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. We really should have like a movie club where we all just sit down like once a week and watch a movie that we haven't seen.
The movie I get all the time when I tell people that I've never seen it is The Lion King. Like, I've never seen
it. Oh my God, that's right. You've never seen that.
And I've never seen Practical Magic.
Oh, we got another text. Pretty Woman. I just watched that one a couple years ago, but that is like a really good movie. Whoever texted that.
I haven't seen that in a long time, but I've seen that one. Kristen in Lorain, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What is the movie that you've never seen that people are always surprised to hear about?
I have never seen Star Wars.
Never.
That is probably the quintessential movie, is it not?
I feel like I've never met another person that has not seen it.
Yeah, the holy grail of movies that people have never seen and nobody can ever believe.
It really just, it doesn't interest me. I don't know why. I honestly, I've never even tried to watch it though, but like even Family Guy, they have like a Star Wars episode and I turn that off too. Like I won't watch it. I don't know why.
I would imagine that at some point,
Star Wars hater.
I would have guessed in your life that somewhere there would be like some sort of peer pressure. Like I got to see what this is all about at some point.
I have five kids.
Yeah.
That should be the peer pressure. And they've never seen it either.
Oh, they've never seen any of the movies either?
No.
If I would have met you, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, I would have been able to say, I too have never seen it. But the only reason why I watched it is because I lost a bet. And so I had to watch the first one, but I've only seen the first one. It took me 2 days to watch it because I fell asleep.
More than one? Yeah, see, I've never...
Girl, is there more than one? There's a million. There's so many. We're way too far behind it. Yeah. That is one that I'm just not going to touch. I'm too far past.
Do you get the pop culture references, Kristen? Like, do you know who Luke Skywalker is? Do you know what a Wookiee is?
I do get the, like, Luke, I am your father. Like, I get that. I've seen little things like that, like Darth Vader. Like, I know the people, but, like, I couldn't tell you anything at all.
Well, I'm not going to ask you then.
Honestly. Yeah, that's okay. And I don't think I plan on watching it.
And there's no pop quiz here.
Yeah. Back when I was in San Diego, we made a whole bit about how I'd never seen Star Wars, and they actually called my mom on the air. And she was like, I don't know anything about Star Trek. And they were like, it's Star Wars. She's like, whatever. I don't know. Same stuff. So.
All right, Kristen. Thank you so much for listening to us and for calling in this morning. All right.
Yeah, have a great day.
It's the Q Morning Show. Keep us posted about Letterboxd, Alyssa. And maybe I'll do this too. And
then you should.
Like a new movie every week.
Yeah, I just posted my Letterboxd list right now at the Q Morning Show.
Charles in Strongsville is going to play today. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. After we are through, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa, unfortunately, still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Charles, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one, what is the name of the Akron Tire Company that also makes blimps?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Question two, how many holes does a bowling ball have?
Three.
Question three, what was the name of the former children's television host who sang the song, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Mr. Rogers.
Question four, what is the name of the game where you write the numbers 1 through 9 in certain boxes?
Hopscotch.
Final question. What is the name of the full moon that occurs in early September?
Oh, the blood moon?
Okay, Charles, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? While she does that, I want to do a quick fact check on something. You gave me an answer I wasn't expecting. Alyssa is making her way back in the studio. She is sitting in her usual seat. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Charles in Strongsville.
Good morning, Charles.
Well, good morning.
I'm going to give Charles 3 points today.
Okay, 3 is not bad.
That's good.
We'll discuss question 4 coming up. I'm going to accept two separate answers for the question.
Okay.
So let's jump into this. Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Question 1, what is the name of the Akron Tire Company that also makes blimps?
Goodyear.
Goodyear is correct. Question 2, how many holes does a bowling ball have?
3.
Also correct. What was the name of the former children's television host who sang the song, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is correct. Alyssa gets the tie today. Question 4, what is the name of the game where you write the numbers 1 through 9 in certain boxes?
Sudoku?
That's correct. And that was the answer I was looking for. Charles said hopscotch.
Oh.
And so I Googled hopscotch a second ago, and I mean, it's close enough.
I mean, that would be an accurate description of hopscotch.
So Alyssa officially gets the win today. One more question, though. What is the name of the full moon that occurs in early September?
Is it the harvest moon?
Not yet. That's coming. Right now we have the corn moon.
Oh, the dang corn moon.
I thought you would have known that right away.
Yeah, I'm kicking myself.
All right, so Alyssa gets 4 today. She wins the game and beats Charles in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Whew. Good game, man. Good game.
It was a good one.
Charles, don't worry about it. We'll hook you up with tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks, okay?
Ooh, awesome, man. My name is Charles, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.